You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Your life, it is good. My life, it is good too. But there will be times where some of us might find that we don't want to live. We don't want to die. Your life, it looks hard. It is.
Louisa Nicklin with There Will Be Times. Morena, Louisa, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Nice to have you in the studio to chat about a brand new song which is out today and an excellent music video to accompany it. What's been going on? What have you been working on?
So we recorded the single, which has been really fun because we wanted to do an album, but, you know, life and stuff, and it takes a while. So I thought we'd do just a standalone single to keep my impatience at bay.
Yeah, fair enough. You have been extremely busy, though, not just with your own work, but people will have probably seen you most recently on stage with Dimmer on tour. That was a pretty awesome gig at Hollywood, or series of gigs at the Hollywood, and around the country it looked like you had a lot of fun. How was that experience for you?
It was great. It was cool. It was cool to be on a tour where it's like proper.
Proper.
You're not staying at your auntie's house in Christchurch. you're put up in a little hotel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and you're drinking instant coffee and watching TV in bed, you know what I mean?
That is very cool.
And doing
cool.
the tour, which was really cool as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's also that too. Playing the music's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of fun as well. But, there's something about a little proper tour, which is cool too.
Yeah, feeling validated as a musician when you get to, like, you know, stay somewhere nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Working with Shane Carter, how was that?
Yeah, it was cool. So through Dimmer, he's decided to, or I asked him if he'd produce this single and the album we're going to do next year. And he was keen, so very stoked on that.
That is a massive flex to have Shane P. Carter producing your music.
Yeah.
That is also a really, like, lovely gesture of interest in your music as well from Shane. What was it like, I guess, you know, playing in his band? He has such a vision for the project and how it wants it to sound. What was it like, I guess, stepping into that world and then also sort of giving him your music and passing that over in that kind of conversation?
Yeah, I think playing in the band with him and doing all the practices and figuring out how we're going to play the Dimmer tunes, because lots of them had never been performed. He has, like, a really lovely manner of being kind of like, he knows what he wants, but he's not going to be a dick about it. And just his general manner during practices made me really keen to work with him on my own stuff as well. And he'd sort of, like, low-key been helping me a bit in the background. Like, I'd shown him demos and we'd talked about music a bit and stuff like that. So, like, it wasn't from nothing to now you're producing this.
Yeah, it was kind of
like a gradual process. And then in the studio or, like, working on this tune, it was really great having him because he's kind of like your own personal hype guy. Like, after you do anything, he's just, yeah, that rules, that rules. And, like, yeah, so he was really great and he had some really awesome ideas, but he didn't push them. You know, it wasn't like he took over the space. He just kind of had some great thoughts and, yeah,
that's
hyped
awesome.
Us up.
That sounds like a really lovely working relationship and a very cool song to have come out, I guess, is the first part of that. No Good is the name of this track. What's this one about, Louisa?
Oh, it's kind of about how I guess we're all kind of a bit crap. nah, like how it's easier. Nah, we're not. Maybe that I am. I don't know. How we're all kind of. I guess it came out of I quit my job working in mental health and I felt like a bit selfish for doing that and but also kind of needed to for some self-care. So
yeah.
I guess it kind of comes out of that. A lot of the songs I'm writing have sort of come out of that and that little identity crisis around looking after yourself versus looking after other people.
Yeah.
And I guess the song is kind of about that and about generally how it's easier to, like, not to just turn away, you know what I mean? To not, like, to not help or not...
I think that
Take
sounds
notice.
Like you've gone through being quite harsh on yourself, maybe. It does sound like, you know, taking a step back from that stuff, it's good in the long run for, you know, meaning you can keep on keeping on a wee bit too. Yeah.
Mm.
And also focusing on your music is a scary thing to do in a lot of ways as well. And I know has come out of like a kind of a process for you of over a year of working out, okay, how do we make this work?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it now? Obviously we're in a slightly different pandemic space, but it's still kind of a weird world. Where are you feeling, I guess, about
music
being a music maker?
Oh.
Just to get existential,
like,
at 8:40
yeah,
a.m.
Yeah, I guess the past year since quitting that job, which was like my stable thing, I've been sort of just working as a musician and that's been cool. But got to pay the bills. So I'm working at a brewery now as well, which
Sick.
Is fun.
Nice.
Yeah, I get free beers. So that's good.
That is good.
Yeah,
that
but no,
great perks.
I'm really on the music thing, not less of the life thing. I'm really enjoying doing my own stuff, but actually this year I've really enjoyed playing with other people.
Yeah.
And like Dimmer and then with DC Maxwell the other day. And I think I'm going to go to that Flying Nun thing and play with Jasmine Mary. And,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, so just kind of, it's really fun playing other people's music as well, where you can kind of just be a bit more of a passenger.
Yeah, totally. And kind of passively get some ideas from the, you know, the things you're learning from someone else's
Totally.
Creative
like, I reckon
process.
I get so influenced by, not in like a copying way, but just influenced by how other people lead bands or how other people, I don't know, make their music.
Yeah, totally. Speaking of Jasmine Mary, Jasmine and Courtney Rogers have created this excellent music video for No Good, which is out today and has a very sort of gothic church vibe to
it.
What was the process of creating the visual side of this song?
I really wanted to just let them do what they wanted to do. I kind of, in general, like over the past few years, really try to let go of like creative control. It's good to have some vision, but it's nice to just be like, hey, here's my song.
Yeah.
Can you make a video? I trust you. Just go do it. And Jasmine had a dream.
Like a literal dream?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
And part of that dream was Mason holding a hay bale.
Amazing.
In a suit, walking up a hill.
So if you watch the video, it was Mason holding a hay bale in a suit walking up a hill?
Yes.
And
it had to be Mason, because that was the dream.
We love making dreams a reality.
Yeah, but no, they were both Jasmine and Courtney were really awesome to work with and like really awesome to work with in terms of just the whole thing, but on the day as well. They were just very professional and but not professional in like a standoffish way. Professional in like a good way.
Yeah, made the whole process nice and easy.
Yeah, and we had extras come in and they just were really great at directing them and it was great.
Very cool. Well, I recommend people go check out the video today. It's awesome. But we better listen to the song, I think. Louisa, where can people go and get this in their lives? Is it up on Bandcamp?
Yeah, Bandcamp, Spotify,
all the places.
Apple, YouTube. I don't know, all those spots.
Pick your fave.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Louisa. Congratulations on a great new song. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.